At a small corner market in the center of Brussels, Kamel rings up groceries for his last few customers of the day. Kamel has worked at the store for 2 years, but in his native country, Algeria, he was a teacher in Arab literature.
Belgium is my refugee country. I couldn't live in Algeria anymore because I couldn't bear to see heads cut off every day. Here I have a normal life.
Part of what makes life normal for Kamel is living in this primarily Muslim neighborhood. He left Algeria because of a violent civil war and found sanctuary here in Brussels' thriving immigrant community. He's now petitioned the Belgian government for permanent refugee status, but he says he still plans to go home one day.
My dream is to live in Algeria and to have children in Algeria, but every generation must choose its own destiny.
It's very wise.
That's Delphine Noypre, Kamel's friend and one of the few native Belgians living in this neighborhood. She says that Kamel's very positive about his own situation, but she thinks it's hard for immigrants right now.
A lot of people today see Europe as an economical union, and that's it. I don't know, I don't think they communicate enough about IDs.
Although the European Commission wants to create a common immigration policy that would help beef up its workforce, there hasn't been a lot of support for the plan.
There is racism. I don't think that all the Belgian people are that open, unfortunately.
Some describe this tension as a war of civilizations. Native Europeans versus immigrants, Islam versus Christianity, whites versus non-whites. But from Kamel's position behind the cash register, he doesn't see that. He thinks the focus should be on dialogue and not divisiveness.
Algeria's past is not part of Belgian people's priorities, but it's my job to make them interested.
While Kamel awaits the decision on his refugee status, he makes friends and tries to plan for the future. He says he's comfortable waiting.
If I get my papers, it would be like the cherry on the cake.
In the meantime, Kamel mans his post behind the cash register and tells customers about his hopes for Europe, for Algeria, and for himself. Caitlin Carroll, Annenberg Radio News, Brussels.